For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Do you only have the remix? Not all the producers have the remix. Did you make this? I didn't even ask you till now. Good work, Paulie.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Okay, I'm here. Obviously, you heard me, but I'm looking at my notes. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Somebody tell me which way I should go, and I think we got to start with the games that we're on tonight. Keith McPherson on The Fan tonight till 2 a.m. K.M. to 2 a.m. For the kids that pretend like they're asleep and say, Mom, I was up listening to Keith McPherson on The Fan until I passed out. That's why I don't want to go to school tomorrow. I want to listen to sports talk. I want to listen to calls. I want to listen to some takes, not some manufactured takes, not a hot take, but just some actual thoughts from a guy that I know loves sports. That's me, your nighttime host. Good to be back. So much went on this weekend, from the combine to LeBron and Caitlin Clark, and more is still happening now in the news cycle. Firings and guys getting released and guys getting signed and guys retiring. The wide world of sports, the news cycle is quick. It's not 24 hours. It might really be every 24 minutes something else happens. And man, it's getting warm out. I was walking outside today. It was still light out at 6 p.m. Daylight savings time is on the way. We back outside, baby. We outside. I'll see you real soon. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have a blast. And it's hard to have the most fun you really want to have when you're banged up. Wednesday, February 21st, I had a 5-hour KM to AM. And my lead in my monologue, the theme of my opening was how much we think that these players are superhumans, robots. Like the legend of Matt Rempe continues. Is he a superhuman? I heard them call him a hero on the broadcast tonight. New York's hero. Black eye, 6'7". Everybody just wants to see him fight. Some people will tell you they don't want any fighting in hockey. But back to, you know, Wednesday the 21st, because that was the day before we found out about Kodai Senga. And what I leaned into is how all of our hopes and dreams have been dashed by injuries, and it's like we don't account for that. It's like the teams don't account for that. It's madness. It's insane. And I've heard other hosts talk about it. I see fans talking about it, picking up more on it now, and it's just a consistent theme. I don't want to say it's a curse, but it's a consistent theme here in New York. 877-337-6666. You're going nowhere without your healthy complement of guys. You're going nowhere. Your dreams, forget about them. When I tell you don't believe the hype, also don't believe that these human beings who go out there and compete at the highest level can do so without sustaining injury. Like, where do you want to go? Back to Edwin Diaz in the World Baseball Classic? Or Aaron Judge running into a wall in Dodger Stadium? Or Pete Alonso being thrown at? Aaron Rodgers four plays in on the MetLife turf? Daniel Jones with the neck injury, coming back from the neck injury to have a torn ACL. We're certainly going to talk about Daniel Jones tonight. I mean, Saquon Barkley got hurt in this year when it was like, oh man, Saquon Barkley had his best year the year before. Not his best year, but a great year the year before. You got to pay Saquon, and then he's hurt again like he had been in years past. It's just crazy, man. I mean, Ben Simmons. that's jokes. That's my own comic relief right there, Ben Simmons. That boy be shopping. Oh, that boy can dress his ass off. My neck, my back, my neck and my back off. I mean, Ben Simmons has played in 57 of 178 total games since the Nets traded for him at the 2022 trade deadline. Similar to how KD and Kyrie never played. You come to Brooklyn, you get paid, and you don't have to work. You can just show up half the time, part-time, and those checks are still cashing. 877. We'll start with Brooklyn. I used to get on this radio station and say, Brooklyn, let's go Nets, Nets world. Yeah, they reeled me back in because I'm a dummy. Had me watching that whole game tonight, had me watching them beat the Atlanta Hawks over the weekend. I'm saying, this is it. This is the time. They get a new head coach. Cam Thomas is out. They wanted to bury him on the bench with the old head coach. Now the veterans and guys can look at Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges, Nick Claxton. I thought that they were going to go on a little run here. It's a vital run here because the strength is scheduled. I come to you tonight just like looking at the Nets like they're bums. Broken. 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 They're beat up bums. And they're fundamentally and physically broken. And if you watch that game, you know what I'm talking about. That is a Grizzlies G League team that they just beat a week ago. Literally a week ago in Memphis. But tonight, without Ben Simmons and Cam Thomas, we know they're out. Come on, Cam. I know you're on the mend. We need you to come back. At least we can watch Cam Thomas get buckets the next 20 games. And at this point, why even make the play-in? I know they're going to try and make the play-in. Yeah, because, you know, that's what you do. You compete. You go out there. But they are broken. Stupid fouls, technicals. You can't take anyone lightly. And you did tonight. The Brooklyn Nets go out there. And they find a way to lose to a team, like I said, led by Luke Kennard and a bunch of randoms. Casual NBA fans don't know who are on the Memphis Grizzlies. Casual NBA fans listening to me, the Memphis Grizzlies currently have Ja Morant, Marcus Smart, and Derrick Rose on the bench. And they went into Brooklyn and got a win tonight. 877-337-6666. Stupid fouls late in the game. When you have a chance to win. When you have a chance to put together a three-game win streak, which you never do. When you have a chance to win three out of four. Like, come on, bro. I start writing my notes up, and I knew it was too good to be true. I was like, yeah, let's see. After a four-game losing streak, the Nets win four out of five, creating a win streak tonight. Looking for four in a row tomorrow at home against Philly. I'll see you there. And I will see you there. I'm taking my little cousin. And if he even fixes his mouth to say I'm a Nets fan, no. No. I want better for you. I want better for you, young man. Can't be a Sixers fan either, but you will not fix your mouth to say you're a Nets fan. 877-337-6666. Evan Roberts will be there with a pinstripe beard. Tiki Barber will be there. Loogie, Morash. It'll be a grand old time. Come out to Barclays Center and see the Brooklyn Nets lose to the Philadelphia 76ers without Joel Embiid. An absolutely broken franchise. That B in the middle of the court stands for broken. Broken. The New York Rangers played tonight. They lost. And they're not broken, but something is up right now. They've lost three out of their last four. And I was listening to the fan over the weekend, and someone mentioned the law of the garden. I don't know how much I believe in that, but it basically says that when the Rangers are up, the Knicks are down. When the Knicks are up, the Rangers are down. Both can't be up at once. When you look at January, when you look at February, when you look at the win streaks, whatever, I don't care about that. What I care about is it's March now, man. It is March now, man. Hockey fans know what March means. It's time. It's time. I'm new around the hockey world. But I understand, like, yo, you need to start playing your best hockey. And guess what? We're coming up on the trade deadline in 4 days. 877-337-6666. You can kind of start to see who the contenders and pretenders are. That was a good game in the Garden tonight. I watched that as well as watching the stupid Nets. They rallied, like Kreider ties it, and you know, the Panthers, I don't know how you feel about the Panthers, but we know what they did last year, and they're a good team. They handle business. They came in, and they kind of foreshadowed, I won't speak on it, because I'm not the type that likes to speak on what will happen and what won't happen, right? I don't know what's going to happen with the Devils. Lindy Ruff got fired today. Travis Green, you're up, because the time is now. It's March. The Devils have been struggling, losing games when they need to win, games that they were in. Power play does not look the same. Got fans questioning Jack Hughes. Got fans looking at this team like, wait, what happened to the team that was ranked as a top three team in the NHL going into this season? A team that gave us a thrill last year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, came back and won a series. We were thinking we were building off of that trade deadline coming, and Tom Fitzgerald will speak to the media in the morning, and the New Jersey Devils, formerly the New Jersey Nets used to play over there, the New Jersey Devils fans are all on board, all with it. Frank was right. They've been chanting fire Lindy for 2 months over there. Done. Who knows what's going to happen? I won't say what will or won't happen, but now it's time to figure it out. You have to make a push for the playoffs if you're the Devils. And, I mean, they got everybody's attention today with that. Let's see if the players respond. 877-337-6666. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen with the Knicks, but you know they're banged up. And when Jalen Brunson goes down, oh, hell no. Like, how much can you withstand? How much can you take? But he's tough. Knee contusion. He's questionable for tomorrow. And he's not like Ben Simmons. Like, if he can play, he's going to play. He's the leader of the team. He's going to show up and try and play. So I already got a break. Coming up, my Casamigos big shot of the night, man. I didn't even get to Daniel Jones, Josh Donaldson, Jason Kelsey, Zach Wheeler. We got so much to do before we get to 2 a.m. Call the Fan. This is Keith McPherson. I'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And, man, tonight nobody gets a shot. Nobody's allowed to drink. It's a Monday night. No, I just don't have one. I literally don't have anyone that is worthy tonight. And this is the first time ever. And I thought about it, right? I'm sticking to my principles. You lose, You don't get one. And the way that the Rangers lost, the way that the Brooklyn Nets lost, we're going to pass on giving anybody a Casamigos big shot of the night. There's no participation trophies around here. We don't reward losers. We're not going to just give somebody an award for the sake of getting an award. And, you know, during the break, I'm like, maybe I'll get crafty. No, no getting crafty. First time for everything. I'll take the shot tonight. I'll be the big shot tonight. And I'll come through and perform and make sure I have a good show. So 877-337-6666 as we proceed. I'm getting right to the phones, but I have more to add to what I was saying. We start with the conversation around the Brooklyn Nets, the Rangers, and then their counterparts in the New Jersey Devils and the New York Knicks. Josh is in Passaic, first up on the Fan. Go, Josh.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. You know, we played different high school yesterday, won that game, felt pretty good. I'm feeling better. It's Monday. Then getting the news of Lindy Ruff, and I guess it makes me feel slightly better that something's going to be different. How do you feel on that?
I mean, it was inevitable, and I guess I feel, I can't feel good about it, but I feel like, you know, this was a break glass in case of emergency type of situation. Like, they're doing this now to shock the team and, you know, hopefully things change and maybe they make another move here or there and can push their way into the wild card.
But it's also just like insane how you have so many guys on this team. You added Tiomai, you added to Foley.
You gave him an extension.
Right, and you gave just, right, Brad also got his money, and then, like, and you also got Mercer and Hughes, and what in the world, why is this team only scoring one or two goals every game? And, like, with the trade, I'm like, I don't even know how much, like, with Dawes, I can't even tell if he's good or bad, because he does look bad at certain points. You know, when the opposing team gets 16 shots and four of them go in, we have to remember a lot of these goals are on breakaways. I actually wonder if the Devils give up the most 1-on-0, 2-on-1 breakaways in the NHL.
Maybe
that turn into goals. It's insane.
They just have a lot of bad traits. They never score first. The power play, they don't score on anymore. The power play.
But they finally scored first. The Kings scored four straight.
Yeah, the one time they score yesterday, they get that first goal and then they don't score another one. So what good does that do? It sucks because you see them losing games in a time where you need to string together wins. Similar to the Brooklyn Nets, as I'm talking about, they can't put together a winning streak. Neither can the Devils. They can't win enough to have three wins in a row. They can't score enough to keep up. That Anaheim game, that one is the one that pissed me off. Had to have that one.
They're not even a good team.
No, they're not. When you go back to the Rangers game that I was talking about, I was on air with BT that morning. I didn't sleep the night before. I went home, took a nap, and I woke up and had a terrible feeling about it. I'm like, nah, I'm not going over there. And then I was right. They got bullied. They got beat up then. And then, you know, you lose 5-1 to the Kings yesterday. Something had to be done. Fans have been chanting fire Lindy, and I guess in there they probably talked to the players and got a sense of, like, yeah, we don't care. Let's move on. Travis Green, you're up. Let's see what he can do.
And all those, and those two, right, the last two losses to the Capitals they had, and that's a team outside of them also. So it's like the Devils lost that they were the team out of the wild card. Nobody separating them, because even if let's say the Lightning start struggling, the Devils have a few games in hand, or the Red Wings now that they're missing Larkin, the Islanders and Capitals are both ahead of the Devils and don't even have games on hand on them.
Yeah, you're sliding, and Josh, we all know the Devils' strength of schedule. They have a tough schedule the rest of the way. It's now or never.
I know, and also, as you said, with the Nets, they finally roped us back in. Actually, you know, saw the game tonight was very intense, unlike the other ones. And they play a horrible team. Most people didn't know more than one or two names on the Grizzlies, like Jaren Jackson and Luke Kennard and these other guys, and they just can't rebound the ball. It's insane.
Getting out-rebounded, missing free throws. Stupid technical foul, stupid flagrant foul, stupid foul late in the game. That's why I say they're broken, fundamentally and physically broken.
And then, Keith, I know you're a Kenny Pickett fan as you've gone through this, and you know you have whoever was a GM, whoever was coming out and backing Kenny Pickett. But maybe you know you have to be a little retracted because, Keith, listen, Russell Wilson, does he not I know he did not look good last few years, but if you give him George Pickens as like a deep threat, Deontay Johnson, good running backs, and a good offensive line, does he not fit perfectly with the Steelers aside from the Falcons?
Oh, I've talked about this. I have Kenny Pickett stories, and I have a Russell Wilson story. I've been around both of them, and I would love to see them compete in camp. I think that it's almost a done deal when you think about Mike Tomlin being a Virginia guy, William and Mary, Russ too. He's from Virginia. Makes sense.
They barely have to pay him anything, right? Because he's saw the whole thing about league minimum. But right, he's probably going to ask, what, 10, 15, 20 million? He's not getting
he's rich. He's rich. At this point, Russ said what? He said, I want to win two Super Bowls in the next 5 years. They win in Sixburg. They're looking for number seven. They got to the playoffs this year with Mason Rudolph.
Right. That's another thing you look at. Just because they have a great defense. And like with the Broncos, his running game was hard, right? Javon Steele, I think, is the worst running back in the league, at least at a starting point.
They wouldn't even Jaleel McLaughlin. They had
he looked a little good for a bit, but
yeah, he's small.
And Perine was just a guy that just stood out there catching passes.
He's a third down back.
Imagine Warren.
They ended up using him more late in the season. But I'll say this about Russ. There was a stretch where they were winning games. There was a stretch where they beat the Buffalo Bills. There was a stretch where people were saying, yo, dime, look at this pass. Russ threw to Cortland Sutton. People had him in the conversation for comeback player of the year. Russ had us looking at Nathaniel Hackett over here with the Jets like, hey, that wasn't Russ's fault. Clearly Nathaniel Hackett sucks. So Russ still has something in the tank at 35 years old. Russ is not done. And I think that we'll see. It's going to take a little bit of time. But if there is one veteran quarterback that the Steelers go after, it's probably Russ.
And then, Keith, last thing, just wanted to hang up after this, but just wanted to hear what you think about Jason Kelce and, like, you know, maybe if he should have left the option to join the Chiefs first season. Keith, thanks for taking my call tonight.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I didn't think about Jason Kelce going to team up with his brother. I hope his brother retires next. I'm over the Kelce brothers. I'm over Donna Kelce, Kylie Kelce. Like, why do I know all their family names? New Heights podcast, number one podcast. Why do I know so much about the exploits of Jason Kelce drinking and whatnot? Jason Kelce wearing Chiefs gear. I knew he was retired. Why are you wearing another NFL franchise so proudly? I don't care that your brother plays for them. You just lost to them last year in the Super Bowl. Oh, now you're jumping out of the suite window. Come on, bro. I just feel like they do a lot. I didn't watch Jason Kelce's speech today. I heard it was very emotional. It was the best retirement speech ever. And good riddance. I don't rock with the Philadelphia Eagles at all. Like, I hope they suck. I hope that he retires and they don't find a good center and they have problems across that offensive line. I hope they take 10 steps backwards. I hope that we see more of what we saw as they took a nosedive last year. Congrats to Jason Kelce on a great career and his Super Bowl ring or whatever. I had no time to watch his speech. I'm not looking at the Eagles green. I'm not like that. That's one thing myself and Giants fans can agree on. We hate the Eagles. And we're definitely going to get into the conversation around Daniel Jones. It sounds better when someone like Rich Eisen says it, right? But for months, myself and C-Mac have got on air and talked about Daniel Jones and how, like, it's over. Like, I'll get my Keith O'Day 5-0 or Cinco Day Keith-O or whatever you want to call it together. I've done this a bunch of times. I tweeted it out. I'll give you the five reasons why they're done with Daniel Jones. But you needed Rich Eisen to say it because he hosts the Combine. You needed Rich Eisen to be boots on the ground to tell you that. Why would they be interviewing all these quarterbacks? Like, come on. It's actually funny to think about the Giants being done with Daniel Jones. Well, I'll table that. Because I got a Keith O'Day 5-0 Cinco Day Keith-O that we'll do with the five reasons why Daniel Jones is cooked with the Giants and why they should be moving on and they should be drafting a quarterback and they should be kicking themselves for picking sixth overall. You could be picking second or third, but you wanted morale. You wanted to show that you're, you know, trying to win with Tommy Cutlets. Yeah. How'd that work out for you now? You're looking at J.J. McCarthy. 877-337-6666. And shout out to J.J. McCarthy. I watched him very closely. I watched his footwork. I watched him throw the ball. Throws a better ball than they really allowed him to throw at Michigan. But why weren't they letting him throw so much at Michigan? Oh, because they had two good running backs. Good offensive line, I guess. Didn't need to. We'll see. We'll see. I think in his interview, he left out the Giants as teams that he spoke to. But he did talk about meeting with Brian Daboll. All the kids talked about meeting with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane and the Giants. They loved it. It gave out lollipops. John is on Staten Island. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, thank you, Keith, for taking a phone call. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, sir.
Before I get to my point, I want to say that you were so right. Back in the 90s, I used to listen to John and Susan on my walk-in while my mom put me to bed at 8 o'clock, listen to the game. And then I would listen to the Smooze afterwards and fall asleep, listening to the Fans. So I know there's other younger kids that are doing the same with you, Keith, and keep doing your thing, because when you came to the Fan, obviously, we were always, us older guys were a little skeptical because we love the Smooze. But you came out here and you've been rocking for the last couple of years. And just know that we appreciate the heck out of you, Keith. So keep doing your thing.
Thanks, man.
You know, going to my point with the injuries you said in your opening, and that happened to us Yankees fans when my man Aaron Judge stubbed his toe against a cement. You know, and he was out. It was only supposed to be a couple of weeks, and he was out pretty much a quarter of the season. Maybe it was even 1/3 of the season. And it really affected the way the Yankees played, obviously. He was carrying us. And like you said, with the injuries, you go to Aaron Rodgers, you can go to Jalen Brunson, you can go to I forget the other guy's name on the
Mets. Kodai Senga, like Edwin Diaz.
So, like you said, they don't take consideration into these injuries and stuff like that. And that's why depth is
super
important.
Right. What's the plan B? We need to know to have a plan B, C, and D.
Well, the great teams, like you talk about the Atlanta Braves and certain teams like that, they have that depth where if one guy goes down, even though we don't know the player's name and stuff like that, they come in and they do the job well.
Yeah, and they overcome adversity. Yes.
That happened with the Yankees, I think in 2017, if I'm not mistaken, or it was 17 or 19.
2019 was the next man up season, where we learned about Mike Tauchman and Mike Ford and Gio Urshela. Yep.
Right, right. So, you know, so it can be done, but I also feel like you make a great point as far as, like, you have to invest in the people behind the star players because you have to have a plan B, you know?
Yeah, you can't skimp out. You can't have bums as backups because they're not going to be backups the whole season. They're going to be relied upon.
And I'm jumping around, but like with the Giants' offensive line is in shambles. You have your left tackle go down, and we don't have a quality swing tackle to jump in there for him and things like that. My last point, Keith, and again, this goes to I'm praying and hoping, like you said, and I hope to have someone back up, but the way Juan Soto's playing this spring is very exciting, obviously, and stuff like that. I'm not expecting him to be out there and just continue what he's doing in spring training. But if he can hit any way he hit last year in Yankee Stadium, he's going to have an MVP-type season. And him and Judge need to stay healthy, and the Yankees have a wonderful, great shot of making it to the World Series. Now, there are people on the Fan, some hosts in the midday, that keep thinking that the Yankees are not a World Series contender or whatnot. What people don't understand is, one, the Yankees have quality pitching, and two, the Yankees just need some timed hitting. It's not so much that they have bad players, they just haven't hit as well, you know, during the clutch situations. I'm hoping that things change this year with Juan Soto, in there. I think Giancarlo lose some weight, you know what I'm saying? He looks a lot skinnier and not bulky. And I'm just hoping that the Yankees have a healthy season, but if they don't, that they have some depth behind them to help carry the season. Keith, thank you for the phone call, bro. I love you so much. Keep doing your thing.
Thanks for the call, John. Now, I haven't really mentioned the Yankees yet, but I'm going to right now because I'm watching these spring training games. I'm watching the reaction to these spring training games. I'm going to spring training in about 2 weeks. And I know what time it is. It's pressure's on time. It's hype time. Don't believe the hype, but no. This Juan Soto hype is different. Keep him in bubble wrap. We've seen enough in spring training. I see some of y'all like, hey, save it for the season. That young man's got plenty more where that has come from. I don't know his exact numbers. It doesn't matter. People are posting his spring training numbers. Spring training numbers do not matter. What matters to me is Juan Soto is a Yankee. I don't care what any host tells you. I don't care what anybody wrote on Twitter. Live in it. Live in the present. It's a long baseball season. It's March. Juan Soto is a Yankee. I'm going to say it again. It's Juan Soto, bro. Did you see that man in them pinstripes? Looks like he belongs, right? That's the new guy, huh? Did you see that man hit that home run? I mean, he hit a home run. I don't have to go over the numbers. It's Juan Soto, bro. Like, I don't have to tell you guys about it. You see the clips. The Yankee social media, MLB Network, MLB, everybody posting it. And if you got to cope, cope. If you got to tell yourself, oh, yeah, he's leaving next year, so you sleep better at night, like, do that. I'm sleeping good. I'm sleeping real good. Because I know what this lineup's going to look like. And I know what the problem was last year. It wasn't the pitching. I'm not worried about Blake Snell. You see Clark Schmidt tonight? You see Clark Schmidt just in general in spring training? Are you paying attention? Not too much attention, right? Not to the point where you're actually number keeping and thinking that these numbers matter. They don't. But you should be watching as a baseball fan, specifically a Yankee fan, the difference in your team, the difference in your club. Juan Soto brings a different vibe, a different energy. The word swag, mojo, right? But the word I want you to use is aura. He carries himself with that aura we want the Yankees to carry themselves with. And that's infectious, right? Judge does that. Judge got hurt last year, and that aura disappeared. Juan Soto steps to the plate, and everybody is cameras ready. You know what time it is. And enjoy spring training, because I don't think they're going to pitch to him. I don't think they're going to pitch to Judge much either. Enjoy these guys in exhibition throwing the ball over the plate. When we get to the season, starting pitchers aren't going to be so bold. Juan Soto fits very well. He looks like he belongs in that 22 pinstripe jersey with the arm sleeve, the white cleats, the sunglasses. Del Amigo Personal. Shout out to my boy Mario G. I retweeted it because I guess the Yankees had some type of text system. You know, the Yankees are smart. They've got everything going where fans can shoot text to the players, and now they're having the players read them. And Mario wrote, you know, I can't wait to see Juan Soto in Yankee Stadium. We finally have some Dominican swag on the Yankees, and you could see Juan Soto light up. He knows what time it is. You saw Jordan, the MVP barber, cutting his hair. Gave him a two-man haircut. Only for the Yankees, he said. Only for you. You a Yankee now. The hype. The hype. The Yankees have a leg up on everyone in baseball. Why? Because he is in Yankee pinstripes. He's going to get to feel what that feels like. It ain't like playing for the Washington Nationals. It's nothing like playing for the Petco Park Padres. Yankee fans, you have a job to do. Show up and show out all season. I said this weekend, oh, I'm going to 40 games this year. I had a baby last year. I only got to like 20 games. I'm going to 40 games. I'm bringing the baby at least 10 twice a month. Jackson can show up and see Juan Soto. I didn't bring him to the stadium last year. It was a cursed year. No shot. Don't worry about it, baby. Next year, Juan Soto is a Yankee, and we're loving everything we're seeing coming out of camp. And I'm telling you, this guy, this one guy, is going to change a lot. And everybody wants to talk about 82 and 80. That's done at the end of the month. Everybody wants to talk about the Orioles and the Blue Jays and the Rays and even the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros. Okay. Okay. That's done. That's done. It starts in your mind. Everything starts in your mind. Your thoughts become things. And the more people are thinking about Juan Soto and Judge in that lineup, I mean, the better Rizzo's going to be. High tide raises all ships. It's going to be a blast in the boogie down in the BX. I'll see you there. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. I am dreaming of hearing this on April 5th, Friday night in the Boogie Down Bronx. You won't hear me on The Fan that night. No shot. I'm taking off. I mean, I'll be on the 28th, but nah, we're going to have a generational opening day for the generational Juan Soto. 877-337-6666, man. I mean, I heard Moose talking about it today, and if you ever hear me talk about Moose, you know what? Something else I want to say about Moose. Moose is connected to so many of us in here. And like, Moose has like if they did like the, like, you know, family tree or like the coaching tree, like Mark Malusis has a lot of us in his coaching tree. So shout out to the Moose. I heard Moose on today, and Moose was talking about something with Juan Soto that I 100% agree with. And I don't think he got it from me. I just think we share the takes that like we're living in the present. And if Juan Soto and the Yankees win the World Series this year, he's done his job. I don't care where he goes. He can go to the Mets. That would be goofy as hell. He could go to Montreal Expos. He could go play for the National. He can go play for the Nashville, whatever their team is going to be. He can go play for the Dominican National team. I don't care. If we get 28 with a one-year rental of Juan Soto, fantastic. Good. Bye. Thanks. But I think he'd be more inclined to come back if that actually goes down.
Yeah, no, I'm with you with that. If we're winning a title, and I'll bring it back to the Rangers. If they make a trade for someone at the deadline by Friday, and they win a cup, and
go get Patrick Kane,
and they have to give up Kaapo Kakko or Johnny Brzezinski or a younger pick, I'm not gonna give a crap if we win a cup.
Well, you're not giving up that and pick because of the draft at the Sphere. I was just talking to Marco about that. How goofy that is.
The Dolan thing is strange. I mean, listen, he's Jimmy Dolan. But Rangers fans shouldn't care if they give up a young prospect if it turns out that they win the Stanley Cup. And I do think it's important that Yankee fans need to realize, as much as you want to keep Juan Soto, if they win a world, if they get 28, it shouldn't matter, because if they get 28, he's going to ask for $700 million from you guys.
Sure.
That's the way it goes.
And we're going to be like, Spencer Jones, come on down.
That's it. Thank you for your service. Thank you, Juan. You did it for us. Juan and done.
That's what the New York Post will say. Juan and done.
Listen, you're not going to get a number retired in Monument Park, but you'll get the welcome back.
You'll get the Yankee Classic. You'll get the DVD.
You'll get the welcome back video. Carmelo coming home.
Whenever he comes with a visiting team, we won't boo him at all. We'll standing owe his ass.
Oh, 100%. And trust me, you're talking about that Yankee opening day when you hear Shook Ones and all that stuff. I can't wait.
We might have to scrap that Diddy song that plays after it. The bam, 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 bam. We ain't. Diddy right now is not really. I don't know if we can do that.
Can you imagine the Bronx crew dancing on some dugouts to that.
chill. I know what you're trying to do. There is no Bronx crew. There is no mascot. There's none of that in Yankee Stadium.
Pretty boring. No, pretty boring. No facial hair, no long hair. Pretty boring.
No, because we go there to watch Yankees baseball. Like, and that's pretty much the whole draw. Like, we go there to watch the Yankees play baseball. You're trying to get me to talk about the dancing team. I'll get to it. I feel like I got to have, an AI. Maybe we got to get, let's get Bad Keithy on the fan. I need to get Bad Keithy on the fan and talk about the Mets dance crew.
I can't believe that was actually a story. And me and you spoke about it. I am stunned.
It's perfectly fine. I don't mind it. And no one's going to care when it actually goes down.
No, of course not.
But the jokes write themselves.
Oh, I understand the joke. And again, I know it's the LOL Mets tax. But the fact that people actually give a crap that the Mets are going to have a dance team
no,
is crazy.
It's just, you know what it is? It's like
crazy.
They're already bullying us, and now you're giving them more reason to bully us. I need Bad Keithy on it. All right, we'll do it now, man. So, shout out to Caitlin Paul. I highly doubt she's listening. But when I went out to Pittsburgh, I think the Yankees played out there in like 2017. I hit up Caitlin because she worked for the Buccos. She worked for the Pirates. And I hit her up and I was like, hey, when you work for the Pirates, what was the name of the group? Like, what job did you apply for? Like, what was it called? It was called the Cannonball Crew, Pirates, Cannonball. And I remember watching her come out with them on, I think, on top of the dugout. And they threw shirts into the crowd and they danced in between innings. And, you know, out there they have the pierogi race and a bunch of other things in their culture. Whatever, it's Pittsburgh. I don't know. They ended up changing the name and rebranding it to the Bucco Brigade, she told me. And she says the Mets adding a dance team sounds like they want to be like the Marlins. She said that, not me. And I didn't even know. I'm like, the Marlins have a dance team? I'm like, well, it makes sense for the Marlins because the first thing I thought about with a dance team here in New York, we have the Nick City Dancers. My youngest sister actually was a Nick City Dancer like 3 seasons ago before the Knicks got good. I told her she should have been a Brooklynette. We have your Brooklynettes. Like, at this point, like, if you're going there to watch the Brooklyn Nets, you might actually be more entertained by whatever choreography the Brooklyn Nets do. But they're indoors, and they can wear halter tops and tight clothes and twerk for you. And you can see the girls on the big screen and their hair and makeup and be like, ooh, nice. But, like, it's cold during baseball in the start of the season and late in the season. So are they about to be out there doing the Harlem Shake in hoodies and sweatpants? Okay, good. And then I saw people I didn't want to speak on it because I put it out originally on Twitter when I saw it. I said, ha, I'm going to save it for the radio. And then I saw, of course, the Weekenders come through and everybody gave their thoughts and takes on it. And then I saw Twitter. I came back to my Twitter. I was at a wedding, had no service last night. I was actually like being a dad and doing family stuff this weekend. If you remember, I did the Friday show, so I wasn't on this weekend. And I came back to my Twitter to see like different threads where people were mentioning me as if I was like laughing or making fun of the women getting the opportunity to work for the Mets in that capacity. One, I wouldn't do that. It's Women's History Month. I love women. I was raised by a woman. I grew up with my little sister. I hold my wife down. And I understand, like, you know, getting a job, but I don't think it's a full-time job. I could be wrong about that, but usually these dance teams, this is a part-time thing for them. Like, how can you have a full-time job when you're only dancing during the game? You might do little activations here and there. And also, for you know-it-alls on Twitter, like, I swear, people on Twitter think they know everything. It's not just girls, right? Like, it's not just women dancing. And I know some of you already have your minds in the gutter from the one picture of the busty looking chick, and she's also in another group picture. She's definitely got them thangs thanging, but it's not just that, right? It's not just when it's not like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders where they're only finding like really good looking girls or whatever. The Queens crew, from what I saw SNY TV post today, there's a bunch of dudes in this crew. So I guess they're gonna be break dancing and pop, lock, and drop it. Pop, lock, and drop it. Hey, I'm Millie Rock on any block. Hey, I really... So, the Mets will debut their dance team for 2024 called the Queen's Crew. And SNY TV writes, the Mets have announced that they will have a co-ed dance team consisting of about 20 members. And the vice president of brand marketing, Trisha Donlin, said, I thought about diversity, different performance styles, street dancing, looking at subway performers, looking at the fact that we have the greatest talent pool in the United States with Broadway. We're really optimistic that people are going to embrace this because the talent is really undeniable. It's going to rally the crowd in a big way. And basically, they're just like trying to lean into the fact that like there are dance crews. Like, maybe you guys got low-key got the next Jabberwockies on your hands. Like, they talk about Broadway, right? If you can't make it in New York, if I can make it there, if you can't make it on Broadway, maybe you made it to be a Knicks City dancer. So for anybody trying to stretch it to think that like myself or anybody else would make fun of those people, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. Good on those people being the first. Anyone that's the first, like, and the Marlins aren't, or the Mets aren't first. I just said the Marlins have done it. The Pirates have done it. And they're not the first. Cleveland has done it. The Cardinals have done it. They're not groundbreaking here, but it's just funny here because in an offseason where you lose Kodai Senga, have you even signed Michael Lorenzen yet? In an offseason where David Stearns comes in and your man the polar bear is waiting for his bag, you're worried about other things. You're worried about diversity and capturing the feel of the city and entertaining and rallying the crowd. You know what rallies the crowd? Three-run homers. You know what rallies the crowd? Striking out the side. Like, I've been to the games at Citi Field, and I see Mr. Met and Mrs. Met come out, and they got the T-shirt cannons, and they do their thing on top of the dugout, whatever. You can't do that at Yankee Stadium. They just never would do that. And that's what the issue here is, right? Yankee fans being able to make fun of Mets fans, the jokes write themselves, the hits keep on coming, and then Steve Cohen comes out and doubled down. Like, Steve, just play the background. I know Twitter, it just makes you want to jump out there and be like, nah, but no, you just made it worse. You made it worse. So somebody was going back and forth with your owner who, you know, I think he's a good owner, or at least he's trying to be, but you thought he was one of us, one of us. You thought he was a Mets fan. And, oh, here we go. One of us buys the team. He couldn't be more disconnected from actual Mets fans and what Mets fans want. So I see Charlotte, Charlotte. She writes, this is baseball. This isn't the NBA or NFL. There's not halftime in this game. I don't see how a dance team is necessary. Now, that's just her opinion. And Twitter is full of opinions that don't matter. But Steve Cohen's opinion matters. And he comes out and says, excellent point. I forgot how serious baseball is relative to other sports. And I love that. I came out and said, baseball is fun. The Mets are just an unserious organization. Party on. And of course, I use the Honey Boo Boo dancing gif because I think that's the funniest dancing gif. Honey Boo Boo, she's up there like, hey, 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 don't stop. Get it, get it. So when you guys go to the stadium, just be ready to dance, man. Dance away the pain. Dancing is a good way to like let go of pain and, you know, forget about all your worries and just dance the night away. 877-337-6666. Go ahead, Paulie.
Yeah, no, I was, it's not a big deal, and most normal humans realize it's not a big deal. I think, is there a segment, for example, of Yankee fans that are probably jealous? I do think that.
No, it's not jealousy.
I think there's a second.
We are laughing. We have Juan Soto on this team.
Right,
we have a bunch of $300 million players
on
this team.
Sure, I think.
We've got talent that can't even make this team right now
in spring. I'm not talking about the talent on the team. I'm talking about the, you know, I do think there's a segment of Yankee fans like you that want City Connect jerseys, that want more personality around Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I can't wait till the City Connect jerseys come out. They have a chance to do something dope.
I do think there's a little bit of connection that the Yankees are just, not boring, but just like,
it's
baseball.
No. There's nothing boring about dominating, and we're returning to dominance. There's nothing boring
about
winning.
We're not there
winning.
Yet. We're not dominating.
Yeah, but you know
the Mets and Yankees haven't won anything.
No, but the Yankees are returning to dominance. That was a fluke year last year. 82-80 is not what anybody's used to, not what anybody grew up on.
I love the Yankees
everybody
positivity.
Likes to talk about it, but like, we know what happened last year. and I forget the caller's name that showed me some love, but he basically alluded to that, right? There were not backup plans for Aaron Judge. There were not John in Staten Island on Staten Island. Shout out to John. The Yankees did not have reinforcements. They have plenty of reinforcements and backup plans for this year. And like I said, it starts in your mind, right? Juan Soto is a Yankee, and everybody in baseball is eating up the clips of him hitting home runs down there in Tampa wearing the Yankees pinstripes. It's just a difference of, like, you know, one side and the other. The Yankees are all the way on this side of the spectrum. The Mets are all the way on that side of the spectrum. Like, it seems like it always is. You punched above your weight class for like a year or two. You thought you were calling him Uncle Steve. Be careful who you crown king. You thought he had your best interest in mind, and he continues to make you a laughingstock. He continues to add jokes to the LOL Mets. But I really do believe, like, David Stearns is going to build this thing. So, like, 3 years from now, you'll be a perennial contender, and you won't be a joke. But, like, you're a joke till you're not a joke. You're a joke until there's not things like, Sean Manaea cut his hair and shaved his beard after his first terrible start in spring training. Like, up close enough to being a Yankee. Like, Carlos Mendoza's like, hey, you know what we used to do in the Bronx when we had a bad game? Shave it off. Just go in there and shave it off. Clean yourself up. Be a Yankee. I mean, be a Met. 877-337-6666. Oh, no, we got a break. I was about to bring somebody in on the phone. All right, we got to pay the bills. We got to play some other sound, some other voice, but mine. I know somebody right now is like, play anything else with this guy. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Manning takes the knee, and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And now, Mets fans, draw your attention to the home dugout as we introduce the Queens Crew. Hey, 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 let's go. Down 5 runs. They come out hitting the heel toe. Hey, yo, remember that kid that went viral from the Marlins, right? When they went to him, he started spazzing. He started lifting his shirt up. Started doing the hip thrust. Like, hey, young man, where'd you learn that from? That's what the kids in Queens are going to be doing this season. I got to put that gif out. I got to put that gif out on Twitter and be like, bruh, this could be you. Viral movie. Viral movie. The Queens Crew. It's just too easy, man. Like, you guys understand that, right? Like, great. Great for everybody that's, you know, dancing for the Queens Crew, not taking shots at you guys, not taking a shot at anybody, just enjoying the fact that, like, we can laugh at stuff like this. Baseball's back, and Steve Cohen's inventing new ways to rally the crowd. Just, like, put a good baseball team out there, bro. Just go sign another starter. Extend Pete Alonso so Evan can shave this beard and not have to turn it purple and pinstripes. And I was just like, right, like, can't take you seriously, Ev. You're the man out here, bro. You got one of the greatest sports minds on this station. You're an encyclopedia of knowledge. I hate that you're going out like this, fam. I hate that you're literally going to show up to the Brooklyn Nets game. Like, what a year. You're about to show up to the Brooklyn Nets game with the purple pinstriped beard. Oh, boy. All right, well, let's quickly plant some more seeds before the next day. If you're on hold, stay on hold. I don't want to go to you now because we're running out of time before the next break and the update. I want to give you adequate time to speak your piece and say what you want to say. So I will just plant seeds. We're going to talk about Daniel Jones and the Rich Eisen quote that the Giants are absolutely done. What? With Daniel Jones? Who they drafted 6 overall? They didn't draft him. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the combine and Michael Penix Jr. and J.J. McCarthy and Spencer Rattler and Sam Hartman, that next tier quarterbacks, and Xavier Worthy. I was watching that live. Wow. All-timer. Remember John Ross? Yeah, smoked John Ross. Got John Ross up out of there. That's crazy. We already talked about Jason Kelce. This is New York. I don't know how anybody really cares that much to talk about Jason Kelce. I did see the Giants released veteran guard Mark Glowinski. And then I did also see that the Buffalo Bills made a trade with the Chicago Bears for an offensive lineman. They're trying to protect Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams pulled up like, yo, I don't have to do anything here, but show up. I didn't even have to show up. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't even show up to the combine. Like, some of these guys, they are what you know they are. Man, speaking of being what you know they are, like, what did the Denver Broncos think they were getting in Russell Wilson? And then Sean Payton comes in. They said that's $85 million in dead money. But aren't they owned by the people that own Walmart? Serves you right. You got the money. You can afford it. Speaking of dead money, Josh Donaldson will be owed $6 million in dead money from your New York Yankees. He announced his retirement today because nobody wants that guy. Nobody. Except Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman got in front of cameras and said, we appreciate everything Gio Urshela has done, but he's no Josh Donaldson. I'm not going to forget it, yo. And I see some of you goofies, and I always talk about that. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. Now that Juan Soto is here, we want to absolve Cashman. I wasn't a fire Cashman guy, but I will stand on this. What Brian Cashman did in the winter, the offseason of 2022, with that historic team that was like the fastest team to 50 wins, and then that deadline, what he did to not help that team get over the hump, that team went and met the Astros again in the ALCS and got swept because the GM, the eternal GM, who's always safe, the all-knowing above everything else, made a bunch of terrible moves, and that Josh Donaldson trade is an all-time stain on his resume, and it wasn't that long ago. So don't sell me on the history. Don't sell me on the five worlds. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because nobody asked for IKF, and we damn sure didn't ask for Josh Donaldson. And now he's retired, and the Yankees still owe him money for taking on that stupid contract. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to talk sports. Let's take the break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.